Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Rome, Italy. Is the Pope Catholic? That's the headline. Mike Gendron comes to give us the answer.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Now, this is a great newsletter.
It really keeps people up to date on what's coming out of the Vatican. We know that we're in the end times, and many people believe that the Roman Catholic Church is mystery spiritual Babylon. So this article that we're going to talk about today is actually an article that really shows Pope Francis to be the most influential false prophet in the world today.
What I thought I would do is I would simply ask the same questions that you ask in the article and get you to answer. So let me begin with that first one. Is the Pope Catholic?
Well, the reason that is a viable question today is that many of the Pope's bizarre and contentious statements have not only gone against the Bible, but also they've gone against historic Roman Catholicism. So we do ask the question, is the Pope really Catholic? Because many of the higher clergy, the cardinals of the Catholic Church, have a problem with him refuting historic Roman Catholicism.
In your opinion, then, Mike, is the Pope humble?
Well, he wants to portray himself as humble. When he first took the office, he refused to live in the papal palace, instead chose to live in a guest room. But when you really look at what he has done, he's stolen the titles given to the triune God. So you wonder how anyone can declare himself to be humble when he declares himself to be Holy Father. There's only one Holy Father. The Lord Jesus prayed to him in his high priestly prayer. And the Pope also steals the title of head of the church, a church that he did not die for as the true head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ did. And he also wears the title Vicar of Christ. Jesus said, I must go, but I will send someone in my place. He was referring to the Holy Spirit. So he has stolen the three titles reserved for the triune God. That is a very arrogant and proudful position to take, and so he is not a humble man.
Mike Gendron explaining why the Pope may not be Catholic and surely is not humble. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Mike's report reveals that the Pope may not be Catholic and is not a humble man, since he steals all the titles for the Holy Trinity and applies them to himself. We must understand this truth about the Catholic Church. And remember, Bible prophecy applied to that church is given by God in Revelation chapter 17. That's not what the church says. It is, however, what God's Word says, and God's Word is absolute and will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...